Emily, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the reason we wanted to talk to you is because this fall, in fact, in September, the Delaware Art Museum debuted this Fantasy and the Medieval Past exhibition. It's in the Ammon Galleries on the upper level, and you're here to give me all the details. How did you become involved with this exhibition, first off?
Well, so when I was finishing my PhD at the University of Delaware, the last 2 years, I received a fellowship, the Lynn Herrick Sharp Curatorial Fellowship. And as part of that fellowship, I was asked to come up with an exhibition that involved, you know, some aspect of the permanent collection, but I was also welcome to kind of go beyond that. And so this exhibit is really, you know, it was something that I came up with and I worked on for the 2 years while I was at the Delaware Art Museum.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how long it took you. So the exhibition is called Fantasy and the Medieval Past. Neither one of those things I know anything about. So you're going to tell my listeners what this exhibition, what they can expect should they go to see it.
Well, so people might know that the Delaware Art Museum began as part of a collection by the artist Howard Pyle, who, among you know, other things, his main body of work as an artist was as an illustrator during the golden age of illustration in the late 19th into the early 20th century. And one of his big projects was he rewrote his own version of the King Arthur fantasy, and he illustrated it. And so he really wrote this as a sort of young adult book, like a book that, you know, parents might read with their kids. It kind of spanned that children to adult age range, you know, before we really had that category, right, of young adult books. And, of course, the Arthurian romances are looking back at this medieval world from a fantasy perspective, right? You know, it's not a true story. And that was very popular in the late 19th century in both America and in Great Britain. So this exhibition is looking at some of these works from Pyle's collection that are in the Delaware Art Museum, and it is looking at them in conversation with contemporary illustrators who are illustrating young adult fantasy books that are also responding to this same medieval past, because the medieval kind of became popular again in the last 10 years or so. Think of things like Game of Thrones, right?
I've never seen one episode, but go ahead.
Well, so we continue in the United States to have this fascination with the medieval world played out through the fantasy. And the reason I became really interested in this is because my PhD is actually in medieval art. So I was curious to see how these American artists that are, you know, modern and contemporary were responding to an imagined medieval world, and also how our views of the medieval have changed in the last century. You know, Howard Pyle's view of the medieval that he plays out in his King Arthur illustrations, it's very white, it's very Eurocentric, because this is the view that people had of the medieval in the 19th century, and that's really changing now. These new artists, for example, Leo and Diane Dillon, they're one of the artists, they're an artist pair, a married couple. And they illustrated a book about Mansa Musa, who was a 13th century king of Mali. He was really famous for going on a journey, a Hajj, he was Muslim, across Africa to Saudi Arabia and to Mecca, of course, and he was really wealthy, and he sort of, as he was going on this journey, he flooded all of North Africa with all of this gold and wealth, and he was actually a real, very famous king in the medieval period, and so stories like his are beginning to be illustrated and look back on in these kind of fantasy medieval books. It's quite fascinating.
Would you say, Emily, that this exhibition called Fantasy in the Medieval Past caters to a certain audience?
Yeah, I would certainly say it caters to a similar audience that a young adult novel might. It's certainly, it's an exhibition that adults could very much enjoy, but it's also an exhibition that I think, you know, maybe not very young kids, but middle school and older kids would definitely be really fascinated by. It's books that some of, in cases they might be familiar with, some of the works of art by the artist Tony Dieter-Lizzi. He co-wrote and illustrated the Spiderwick Chronicles, which are a very popular book series for kind of late elementary, early middle school ages. The exhibition, it looks at a bunch of different themes, but one of the themes is creatures. So these sort of fantasy creatures that we see cropping up in medieval-inspired fantasy worlds. So there's kind of fun, silly aspects like that, but also some more serious aspects looking at how we view knighthood and kingship and in terms of race and in terms of gender. You'll see a lot of representations of women as warriors, things like that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had mentioned earlier in this interview about contemporary fantasy often representing female characters. Is that important in today's society?
Yeah, I would certainly say that fantasy, the fantasy genre has often, you know, if you think of things like Lord of the Rings, for example, which is a great book series, but there's not a lot of, you know, certainly strong female characters. They're very few and far between. And that's certainly something that's been a big change in the last century, I would say. These contemporary works, I would say specifically some of the artwork done by Jan Schoenherr. He illustrated portions of a series by the author Kristen Cashor. And each of Kristen Cashor's books follow these very strong female characters, sort of as coming-of-age stories of these female characters who have a lot of power in the world that they're living in and often are acting as warriors or leaders. And I think that's an important thing for young readers to see, right? For women to see themselves represented in these books, and people of color to see themselves represented as well.
So how many works of art and books are included in fantasy and the medieval past?
There's between 20 and 30 works of art that range from paintings to pen and ink drawings, so both in color and in black and white. And then we have three full cases of books, so I think 6 to 8 books as well. So it's quite interesting. You can see, you know, it is an illustration show, right? All of these works of art were made to be put inside of books. And so you can see them kind of large on the walls as, you know, framed as works of art. And then you can also see the books that they came from and see them in the kind of the situation they were made for. And then the Delaware Art Museum also has a lot of the books from the collection on sale in the museum store as well.
All right. Just want to remind my listeners, we're talking to Emily Chartrand about this new exhibition at the Delaware Art Museum. It's called Fantasy and the Medieval Past. Emily conceived the exhibition when she was a museum fellow. How long is it on view, Emily?
It's going to be on view until January 2nd, so a couple months.
All right. And you are going to be leading a special exhibition gallery talk on October the 16th. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I will be leading two different gallery talks, actually. There's one that's going to be at 11:30 a.m. and one at 1 p.m. And you just have to go to the website delart.org to pre-register for those. And I will be taking small groups through the collection, through the exhibit, and probably standing and focusing on a couple works of art from the exhibit. And really, you know, taking a long look at them. It'll be really interactive type of tour where I really am curious to hear the audiences. I'm curious to hear the audiences' responses to the works, you know, how they see the different works that are in conversation together. And then, of course, I'll be providing some of the background detail and information for everyone as well.
Emily, what's the takeaway? What do you want people who visit the art museum and go through this exhibit, what do you want them to walk away thinking or feeling or talking about?
Well, I really want them to understand that, you know, of course, with any fantasy genre that looks at the past, it's always, you know, our current moment reflecting on that past, right? So I'm not saying that everything happening in this exhibit is a perfect representation of the actual medieval world, right? This is a fantasy exhibit. But what you can really tell in seeing these comparisons between works of art from, you know, a century ago and ones made in the last 10 years is just how much our concept of the medieval past has changed, and the way our concept has changed to view it a little bit more accurately, honestly, because the medieval world, it wasn't a monolith. It wasn't a place where there was only one race, only one religion, only one type of thinking. It really was very global and very multicultural. And so I think that contemporary artists are understanding that, and contemporary society is understanding that and reflecting back on that in these fantasy novels.